This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, we recently had another case of the major media publicizing a book banning that never took place. I guess we shouldn't be surprised, since the same media last year told us about the Florida legislature passing a Don't Say Gay bill. That's how they described the Florida parental rights education legislation that was supported by a majority of citizens in Florida, both Democrats and Republicans. The Associated Press, CNN, ABC, NPR, USA Today, Los Angeles Times, Politico, Daily Mail, and The Guardian all ran headlines claiming that a school within the Miami-Dade County Public Schools banned or blocked access to a poem read by Amanda Gorman, who spoke at President Biden's inauguration. Their story was based on an original erroneous story by the Miami Herald. The true story is that the poem and a few other resources were moved from a shelf in the library's media center for grade school kids and put in the shelf for middle school kids. That's all that was done. One school, one library, moved some books. But that was enough for most of the major media to run a story about book banning. Why do we keep getting these fake stories about book banning? They occur for the same reason that we keep getting fake hate crime stories. It's a matter of supply and demand. For leftists, the demand is greater than the supply of examples of racism or homophobia. That's why I've written a dozen commentaries over the years of fake hate crimes that were reported in the media long before anyone heard of Jussie Smollett. Have there ever been attempts to ban books in the past? Of course. Catcher in the Rye, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and To Kill a Mockingbird are just a few examples. But as one commentator put it, book banning isn't what it used to be. So the next time you read about a book banning, be skeptical. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.